Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everyone. Today, our mission is to unpack a highly complex Phase Zero engineering pre-screen report. And we are looking at this wild attempt to physically fuse two radically divergent computing layers on a single TSMC N2 platform.
Yeah, you have a hyper-fast Huawei computing chip on one side, and then this rigid, unyielding hardware security framework on the other.
Right, which is basically like looking at plans to strap a rocket engine to a bicycle, you know, and just hoping it doesn't tear itself apart. So, okay, let's unpack this. How do these two layers even begin to communicate?
Well, honestly, they barely do. It is a fundamental clash of languages and physics. I mean, the Huawei compute layer runs on ternary logic, so minus one, zero, and plus one. And in that system, zero is an active, mathematically necessary state.
But the security layer sees that exact same zero and interprets it as an epistemic hold.
Exactly. And an epistemic hold isn't just some software pause. It physically clamps down the authorization pathways. It just freezes all data flow while it waits for cryptographic clearance.
Oh, wow. So since normal dense matrix math naturally hits that zero state, what, about a third of the time?
Yeah, about 33.3%.
That means just wiring these layers together causes you to inadvertently trigger a security lockdown on yourself constantly, like an accidental self-inflicted denial of service attack.
You nailed it. Yeah. And what's fascinating here is that the speed disparity makes that lockdown even more catastrophic. The Huawei layer uses ballistic electrons. They just fly freely through the semiconductor vacuum with a 2 picosecond latency.
2 picoseconds? And the security layer?
It relies on ionic mass transport. So it physically has to shove heavy, sluggish oxygen ions through a solid material just to register a state change. That takes 100 nanoseconds.
I mean, that is a 50,000-to-1 speed mismatch. Why even pair them? That is literally like an F1 fighter jet waiting in line at the DMV.
It's a great analogy. To bypass that latency, the engineers propose a deep asynchronous commit queue.
Wait, what does that actually mean?
So instead of waiting in line, you build a massive buffer. You let the F1 jet fly speculatively, letting the compute layer crunch numbers at terahertz speeds, while the DMV paperwork slowly processes the security checks in the background.
Okay, I see. But what if the security layer finds a problem?
If the ionic security layer eventually flags a violation, it triggers a hardware interrupt, flushes the queue, and rolls the entire system back.
So the logic problem is queued away, but, well, that speculative execution has to generate just a colossal data backlog. I mean, the report says the compute chip generates 79,000 terabits of data per second.
Right, and the interconnect bridge to the security layer maxes out at 210 terabits.
Which is like trying to drain a reservoir through a garden hose.
Yeah, you physically cannot push that volume through the copper micro bumps without melting the interface. So the architecture demands native triage. Think of the compute chip as a very strict bouncer at a club. It drops 99.74% of the data right at the door.
Wow, almost all of it.
Exactly. Only the absolute highest priority VIPs, so the most critical security requests, are permitted to cross that physical bridge.
But even with that brutal data triage, all that intense computation has an unavoidable physical cost, right? Friction and heat. The compute layer pulls over 150 watts. And that brings us to the security layer's physical memory, the memristors.
Yeah, and memristors are brilliant because they store data as physical electrical resistance.
Yeah.
The atomic structure itself is the memory.
But they have a fatal flaw.
They do. Above 85 degrees Celsius, that physical structure starts to vibrate and decay. The resistance states break down. The memory literally evaporates.
So thermodynamics is a massive security vulnerability here. I mean, a hacker wouldn't even need to break your encryption. If a hacker just disables the cooling, does the security literally melt away?
It does. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, preventing that thermal decay requires sci-fi level engineering. To survive the mechanical shear stress of rapid heating and cooling, they have to use custom titanium, nickel, and gold joints.
Okay, but what about an intentional thermal attack?
To stop that, they install thermal fuses. If the silicon hits 90 degrees Celsius, those fuses permanently inject a massive surge of excess current.
Irreversibly bricking the device.
Permanently. The hardware forcefully melts its own critical pathways to ensure the data cannot be extracted.
Man, this report really proves that the future of ultra-fast computing isn't just about code. You know, it requires extreme thermodynamic and physical engineering just to keep the hardware from destroying itself.
Yeah, it really does.
And it leaves you with something heavy to chew on. We are moving into an era where hardware security relies on physical self-destruction. If a thermal fuse is explicitly designed to permanently fry your chip to stop a hacker, What happens to the concept of device ownership when the hardware you bought is ultimately programmed to destroy itself?